For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is part three of our coverage from last week's Counter-DEA symposium held in Montreal, Canada. And this is our reporter, Mr. Terry Nelson, a member of Law Enforcement Against LEAP, who spoke at that symposium.
As you're probably aware, the U.S. government has just finished twisting the arm of the new Canadian Prime Minister, and Canada is contemplating implementing mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenses. Our symposium provided information as to how unsuccessful mandatory minimums have been in the United States. And we point out that the only thing mandatory minimums have done for the United States is to fill up our jails with mostly nonviolent offenders that have not committed a crime against another person, place, or thing. Their only offense is that they chose to live their lives by their own moral values and not those of the government. I was visiting the FBI website this morning, gathering a few facts for my presentations, and I wish to share a few of the drug war facts and figures with our listeners. From 1994 to 2003, the FBI figures show 15.5 million drug arrests, of which 1.9 million were juveniles. The data further reveal that in 1994, persons under 18 accounted for 11.8% of the number of arrests for drug abuse. 10 years later, the juvenile proportion of arrests for drug abuse violations was virtually unchanged. We have spent more than $1 trillion in the last 30 years and are spending an estimated $69 billion a year fighting this drug war. Drugs are more available, of higher quality, and cheaper than they were 30 years ago. The DEA reports that customers spend $65 billion a year purchasing illegal narcotics. These numbers alone make it a failed policy without taking account the number of lives destroyed, the families that are broken up, and children that want no parents to raise them. Maintaining the current policies means that we will perpetuate the failure of our system year after year as these children reach adulthood, having had no positive role models, discipline, love, and guidance to assist them to mature properly. Our government needs to admit that the war was a big mistake and a failed foreign policy. All it has achieved is to enrich Asian warlords and terrorists, Colombian cartels, Mexican drug dealers, and an occasional politician. The policies of the failed war on drugs have succeeded in making construction prisons, private prisons, one of the fastest-growing business ventures in the United States. Does this sound like a strategy? Well, the answer is yes if you're building prisons, but no if you're a tax-paying citizen. LEAP does not encourage or approve of drug use, but we believe that prohibition did not work with alcohol, it is not working with drugs, and that the only sensible strategy is to legalize drugs, have the state produce, tax, and sell them, thus removing the profits from the terrorists, drug gangs, and cartels. We can then use that money to help people instead of hurting them.
LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.